Hey Robert, this is Sam. How are you?
Good. David Morgan just sent me an email, wanted me to call him.
Yes, actually I was calling you to discuss how to make the website. You were having a difficulty like how to make the website live, right?
What's that? I can't hardly understand you.
I'm saying actually we need to go ahead and launch your website, right?
Yes, I had, it was launched last year. You guys created it and launched it. Now I had to pay another $500 to get it, the website hosting again. Now I paid the money, so I'm assuming you guys can just set it up and host it again, right?
Right, so can I have your domain name, please?
Can I
May I
have your
have,
name?
not domain name, your website name.
Oh, it's stanton dash pi dot com.
That's great. And where did you purchase this domain from?
Purchased it from you guys.
The domain, I think you purchased it from the Wix. The domain name, I'm not talking about the hosting. I'm talking
Oh,
about the domain name.
it was originally posted with Wix, yes.
Yes, can I have the Wix username and password so I can go ahead and open your account and connect your domain name with our hosting server?
So you need my what now from Wix?
A username and password. Your email and
Okay, let
password
me.
for Wix. Yep.
My username is my is RRFAM 1121.
Hang on. Robert Stanton. Go ahead.
It's RRFAM1121 at AOL.com.
RRSAM one one.
F like in Frank, AM1121.
And your password?
Capital P, capital I, two
P
zero two three. I'm sorry.
P
Capital P, capital I, 2023, and then the letters B, like in boy, IGGY, Biggie.
Actually, I'm going to put your email on the Wix, rrfam1121 at AOL.com. It's saying that it's incorrect
Yes.
credentials.
Well, then just put RRFAM1121. Maybe that's all you got to put.
Come again one more time. RR what?
Just the RRFAM1121. That's all you got to put. Not the AOL.com.
Now we need email because this data is not a, without email we cannot
Well,
prepare.
that's okay. Then try my email, other email address that I use for you guys, which is, you have that, right? R Stanton
Yes.
2346 at gmail.com.
I tried and now let's see what happens. Yes, please check your phone number. You might receive a text message along with the verification code. So I need that code, please. Check your text
All right.
message.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Did you get it?
Not there yet.
Your number is 616-690-4327, right?
No, 616-780-5723.
But right here in your account, once I open your account, so here is a number which is 616-690-4327.
That's not my number, no. I don't know whose number that is.
Let me change number now. Now you will have your code now.
Okay, okay. My Wix confirmation number is 5. Oh, fuck. Where'd it go? I just had it. Hold on a minute. 503-732. Get that?
Yes. It's logged in. Let me see the domain name is there or not. It's done.
What's that?
I have changed. I have connected your domain with our hosting server. It will be launched today before the end.
Before the end of today?
Yes.
And what's your name?
You had. Oh, yes. One more thing. your domain is going to be expired on 11th July. You need to be, you know, renew after 11th July, after 1 month.
Whoa. I thought you guys were my host.
No, I'm not talking about the hosting. I'm talking about the domain name, which is you got from the Wix. Originally, you purchased the domain name, your website name, from the Wix.
Yep.
Right? That name. That
so I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. So I have to pay them to keep my domain name?
Yes, definitely. Domain name, the website name is separate thing, and hosting server is separate thing. Your hosting server is with us, okay? And the domain name, the website name, which you originally purchased from the Wix. So after 1 month, I just see that July 11th, after 1 month, your domain name, your website name, which is stanton-pi.com, will be expired.
Yep.
So
yep.
You need to pay them again and renew for next 1 year.
Yep. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
You, my hosting with you guys is good forever now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Yep.